It's time to place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here on a solo mission edition of the Feed 5 podcast. Lenny had a schedule conflict, so I'm not going to underserve our audience out there. So let's go ahead and get after it here on this abbreviated edition. I know you're thirsty for some Monday night bets, so let's jump on the Honk Honk Plus bus. Plus 100 odds or greater is the requirement, and it could be maybe in college basketball. Very light slate there. It could be the NBA, NHL, or also Monday Night Football between the Bengals and Cowboys. And Lundy D, give me a pick in this game. It's one he mentioned in the Friday edition here of the Feed 5 podcast, and that is T. Higgins. Anytime touchdown at a plus 135 juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. And quite honestly, I fully support this play. Higgins is a guy, big body, highly utilized so far in the red zone this season. He's already caught a handful of touchdowns. And, you know, Dallas is number 6 in pass EPA over the last 5 weeks. With all the attention that Jamar Chase draws, Lundy feels Higgins stands to benefit. Excellent value at a plus 135 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm going to go crazy deep. Jalen Tolbert raced to 20 yards, plus 1,700, fools. Yeah, I'm really working the shoulders because I got very seduced by that juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's worth a little sprinkle. I mean, you throw $5 on it, it pays 90 in the grand scheme of things, and it's entirely possible why he's got the best matchup possible according to the mano y mano data that's out there. Going to see a lot of Cam Taylor-Britton coverage, who has been toasty all season long. The DB for the Bengals has allowed the third most yards of any defensive back in the NFL. And the 8th most yards per reception at 15.4. He's also given up a 128.1 passer rating and 67.7 catch percentage. And look at Tolbert, respectable number 32 in total air yards this year. 12.3 ADOT, that's wide receiver 39. He's only averaging 11.6 yards per catch, but he is inside the top 10, believe it or not, in total route wins. He's runner routes 35.3% of the time. He's got wheels for days, and he's caught 5 passes of 20 or more yards on the season. So fingers and toes crossed, Dallas wins the opportunity to decide whether to kick or receive. They take the ball first. Jalen Tolbert darts down the sideline, burns Cameron Taylor beat, Britt, and Mr. Rush finds them, and they connect, and we cash in at plus 1,700 there at DraftKings. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another Monday edition of the Fade 5. All right, Numero Cinco here on the countdown. You want to talk about speed for days. The fastest man in the NFL certainly got all kinds of wheels, and more wheels, and that is Kamonte Turpin. I'm going to take the over in 11.5 receiving yards. I grabbed this when it opened, and I have it posted the always free, always transparent, always public spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com. It opened at 10.5, but this is like a single play payday. Shout out to Jeff Ratcliffe, but minus 115 available there at BetMGM. I would still play this, obviously, at 11.5. You look at Turpin. A guy whose role is slowly starting to ramp up. On the season, he's number 7 among all NFL wide receivers in yards per route run at 2.58. He's also number 15 in route win percentage because of that elite speed. I mean, the guy's like 155 pounds or so soaking wet. But man, he's got electricity coursing through those lower veins. He's running around 10.6 times per game, only averaging 3.1 targets per game, but all we need is one catch. He has gone over this in 6 of his last 8 games, and he primarily sees most of his action out of the slot. 70.8% of his snaps, as a matter of fact, come lining up inside. And you look at Cincinnati as a collective, number 25 at pass EPAD. They've allowed 35, that's right, 35 wide receivers to go for at least 12 yards against them in 12 games. And I mentioned he's working inside out of the slot. The slot machine could be hitting a jackpot because he's going to draw a lot of Mike Hilton coverage, who's allowed a 69.8 catch percentage, 97.8 passer rating, and just over 10 yards per catch. So I just need one catch, really, from Kamonte Turpin. Could be a little simple wide receiver screen, maybe a swing route, something that's a high percentage off the hand of Rush. He takes it, and he darts up the field, and we collect our winnings in the end. So numero cinco, the Feed 5 countdown today, Kamonte Turpin over 11.5 for receiving yards at a -115 juice there at BetMGM. Numero cuatro on the Monday edition of the Feed at 5 countdown. Yeah, I'm going to chase this prop. Ja'Marr Chase, baby. Receiving yards in the game at a +145. Hells to the yes. I grab this at DraftKings Sportsbook. All the guy does is perform in prime time. He's put up some stupid numbers under the lights this entire year, but you look at Chase specifically on the season, 9.1 targets per game, number uno among all NFL wide receivers in total yak, number 10 in yards per target, number 4 in quarterback passer rating when targeted, and number 7 in total route wins. All he gets is separation. And as a result, I think it's going to chew up all kinds of hash marks in this game. Yes, Dallas number 6 in pass EPA since week 9. He's going to get a lot of Ron Bland in coverage. He won 79 coverage snaps this season, has a lot of whopping 84.9% catch rate and a 92.9 passer rating. He's also given up the 22nd most yards of any DB on the season. So you put all together, I think Ja'Marr Chase probably going to mess around, maybe flirt with the century mark, and that will set the pace. It'll be better than T. Higgins in this game, I feel, and better than C.D. Lamb as well. Hopefully, there's not going to be out of left field production from an unknown. Maybe it's Kamonte Turpin. Maybe he runs off like a 90-yarder or something. He's got that kind of speed, but I'm loving Ja'Marr Chase to have the most receiving yards in the game at a +145. At DraftKings Sportsbook. And numero tres here on the Feed at 5 countdown, Rico Areta. Suave. Rico Dotto, give me the over on 3.5 receptions. Yeah, a little seduced by the juice there because I got sucked in with that tractor beam at a +135 there at BetMGM. Entirely doable for him. You look at Cincinnati, 21. Is where they rank in most receptions allowed the running back position. Not the most stirring standing. They're giving up 4.2 per game, so just north of what is needed here. Five guys at the running back position have hauled at least 4 passes against them this season, but Rico Dotto, his role is growing. He's ran at least 11 routes in 3 of his last 5 games. He has gone over this prop 3 times this season, run around just 21.6% of the time, but his catch rate 80% with that mixture quarterback, of course, of Dak Prescott, and now Cooper Rush. So I honestly believe that Dallas could be playing with a deficit in this game. So I'm going to avoid Rico Dotto on the ground, though it's a supreme matchup in terms of the statistical outputs that Dallas has given up to running backs this season. But given a likely negative game script in the second half, I think he's going to be a busy man as an underneath and check down weapon. He may only rack him, you know, 1 or 2 catches in the first half, but let it simmer. And hopefully it's going to pan out. And the over 3.5 receptions +135 there at BetMGM. Come out smelling like a rose in garbage time, Rico. Hey, if you want to get some more sweet-smelling plays, go to thegamingjuice.com right now. It's my website, and it's 100% free, at Jackals. You can read all the excellent content. Ben Winstein, Nate Jacobson are cranking out around college football. We have the official playoff matchups. Who's going to win the whole shebang? Who's going to win those opening round games? They're going to have breakdowns and all that stuff. Some of the bowl games as well. ILL, we're the citrus, and we might get steamrolled by a very talented South Carolina team with elite defense. Hey, but we made it with 9 wins and have a shot of knocking the door of double-digit victories this season. They're probably going to have a play on that. Also, Nate Lundy, all his free spreadsheet picks live there. Brandon Velasquez cranking out some NHL content as well. And all my stuff, my fantasy flames, I'm going to have those for week 15. My initial 15 ranks, week 15 ranks, already available right now on the site. I'm always free, always transparent. Spreadsheet lives there. We're going to have a breakdown of Illinois, Wisconsin on the hardwood on Tuesday. You get it all, fools, at thegamingjuice.com. And I don't charge you a single penny. So click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe. Animatos on the countdown. Get down with my boy, Chase Brown. Let's drink all the maple syrup. And, yeah, I wore the sweatshirt here for a reason. A throwback to his Illinois days where he was a standout. And very few people in the fantasy community were giving a shot at anything. I was like, what, a fifth-round draft pick? Like, okay, he's cute. He's interesting. He's got great speed. But is he really going to pay dividends for me if I draft him like round 10, round 11? Hells to the yes, he is. And he is surely delivering on that promise and turning a massive profit with Zach Moss on injured reserve. I think it's going to be more of the same. So I think Chase Brown is going to have me slugging back this entire bottle a little bit later on. And it has the most rush yards in the game. A little bit heavier, juicer, minus 140 at DraftKings, but I'm willing to pay it. Again, Rico Dowdle, I feel, is going to be dealing with a deficit in this contest. So if it becomes a negative game script, he may have more of an impact as a passer underneath while Brown cleans up on the other end of things, stolen away the clock late in the game. Look at Chase Brown. The guy over the last four games, he's gone 70 yards, 86 yards on the ground, 42 and a buck 20. Respect to number 27 and yak per attempt on the season, 3.07. He's top 20 in total missed tackles for us with 30. Borderline top 20 as well. And yards created in total, number 22 to be exact. You look at Dallas. They've shown some improvements. I'll give them credit there, defending the run here of late. But still in the season, they're giving up 4.46 yards per carry, the 15th most rush yards to opposing running backs, specifically giving up 101.9 rush yards per game. Again, just to RB. So what should be 20 to 24 carries in this game, I'm getting down with my guy, Chase Brown. I-L-L. We're going to the Citrus Bowl. It's nuts. I think he has the most rush yards of the game. Minus 140 there at DraftKings. Numero uno on today's Fade 5 countdown. Let's double down on Chase Brown on the SGP. Give me the Bengals on the money line and give me my guy, Chase Brown. Anytime touchdown. That's an even Steven plus 100 juice there at BetMGM. Look, I know it's been a lost season for the Cincinnati Bengals. That surge that we've grown accustomed to them after their sluggish starts has never really kicked in. They have the faintest of pulses to make the NFL postseason. So it's a must-win situation regardless. And I think they're going to show up and show out. Joe Burrow's props are just astronomical in this game. And probably for every reason, they should have a lot of offensive success. I mean, they got all their key components healthy and in place. Obviously, I love T. Higgins like Lundy does for an anytime touchdown. Jamar Chase should go ballistic in the box score. My guy Chase Brown should do some heavy damage. Maybe Mike Gesicki also has some timely catches. Andre Yoshivas as well. They should be humming across the board offensively in this game. Defensively, that's up in the air because they're number 28 in EPA per play D since week 9. But still, I believe Cincinnati does get the victory here. They're going to have just too much firepower and oomph on the offensive end. And then Chase Brown, the anytime touchdown market. Hey, look at Brown, a great matchup on paper. Dallas number 29 rush EPAD over the last 5 weeks. I've already given you what they've given up on the year. 4.46 yards per carry, 139.8 total yards per game, and 15 total touchdowns in a dozen games. 15 to the running back position. Brown has played at least 80% of the snaps in four straight games. He has splashed 6 and 7 of his last 9. Oh, and one last point about the Bengals. Pretty good on the road this season. They're 3-3. Away from the Queen City. So they're aiming to finish above 500 in that category. So numero uno, Monday Night Football, SGP, Bengals, money line, and my boy, Chase Brown, anytime touchdown, plus 100 there at BetMGM. But wait, there's more. It's bonus time, bonus time. Lundy was kind enough to give me an NHL pick because I don't know Jack nor Squat about dropping the puck and making some bucks. So I didn't know this player even existed. This is what he recommends. I'm just going to read it to you. The Montreal, Canada, where Chase Brown is also from, Canadians on the money line, and Nick Suzuki, one or more points. That's plus 114 at DraftKings. And Lundy knows a hell of a lot more about the NHL than I will ever dream of. So fade or follow him. That is entirely up to you. Let's go with the team. Huevos Parlay Play of the Day in this edition of Bonus Time, Bonus Time. SGP Monday Night Football, Lang Numero Uno. Cooper Rush. Your Paul Abdul throwback fans. 200 plus pass yards. Dallas, negative correlation, under 27.5 team total points. And Joe Burrow, not one, but two passing touchdowns. Uno, dos, and tres, mi amigos, plus 135. Built there at BetMGM. You look at Cooper Rush on 200 plus pass yards. He's been over this in two of his last three. Over that three-game stretch, just a somewhat mid, rather vanilla. Number 19 adjusted completion percentage. Number 21 in ADOT as well at 7.1. But the Bengals, number 26 in pass EPD over the last 5 weeks, they're giving up 299.8 pass yards per game on the in that last five-game stretch. Eight times guys have gone over 200 pass yards against him this season. I think Cooper Rush, again, playing from behind in this game. That's my gut feeling of how it's going to shake out. Will hit that mark tonight. Dallas, under 27.5 team total points in this one. You look at the Cowboys, they're dead last. 32 in EPA per play offense over the last 5 weeks. They've only been over this prop twice this year. Now it's Cincinnati. They're rubbish. Against pretty much any kind of stance defensively. They're number 27 EPA per play defense over the last five. Six teams have scored at least 28 against them, but yarr, shiver me timbers, I'm coming out to play. Captain Hook might have a factor in this, so I think Dallas keeps it under 27.5 tonight. A nice negative correlation to Jack the Juice with that Cooper Rush prop I already mentioned. And a cherry on top of the sundae, Joe Burrow, two or more passing touchdowns. Dallas is number six, as I mentioned before, in pass EPAD over the last 5 weeks. But Burrow is a number one in total red zone pass attempts this season, number 12 in red zone completion percentage. He's thrown for at least a pair of airstrikes in 9 of 12 games this year. So I'm going to follow the trend. It should be thy friend. Cowboys allowed six multi-purpose passers or multi-scoring passers, 229.8 yards per game. They've also got up through the air and 7.95 pass yards per attempt. So to recap the team, Huevos Parlay Play a Monday Night Football SGP style. Cooper Rush, 200-plus pass yards. Dallas under 27.5 points that scored in the game. And Joe Burrow, two or more passing touchdowns, plus 135. Let's go at BetMGM. Elsewhere, boot is time. One more bet of Monday Night Football for you. Andre Yoshivas, a member, he could be mentioned earlier in the broadcast. It could be an X factor. I'm going to take the over on 19.5 receiving yards. That number seems a little bit too low. At a minus 110 juice, and I pulled this at BetMGM. Guy has been active. He's ran at least 30 or more routes in five straight games. And over his last three, he's gone 29 yards, 46 yards, and 35 yards, holding 11 targets in those efforts. Usually good for two or three catches in a game this season. He's gone over 19.5 receiving yards in a contest in eight of his last 12 overall efforts. And a guy that sees a good amount of action out of the slot, 46.1% of his snaps, as a matter of fact. And he also has a 118 quarterback passer rating when targeted. Appreciable there. Again, Dallas, number six. You've already heard it ad nauseum. And pass EPAD the last five. But the key here is Jordan Lewis is the primary slot DB for the Cowpokes. He's given up a 69.8 catch percentage and over 109 passer rating to his assignments this season, and the 19th most yards and any slot DB in the National Football League. So Andre Yoshivas over 19.5 yards at a minus 110, a little bit cheaper juice there at BetMGM. I feel will come through. And let me give you one college basketball play. It's a lousy night. It's finals week. There's only a handful of games that are out there. Indiana, Minnesota, probably the most meaningful game there is. I probably lay the chalk with Indiana. I grabbed a minus 10 last night when it opened. I think it's up to 10.5. I'd still play it. But I like Norfolk State, believe it or not, in their matchup against Hofstra, the former artist known as the Flying Dutchman, now the Pride. I'm going to lay the 2.5. I think the line's up to 3 at many books. I grabbed this early today at BetMGM. This game is going to be slow. It's probably going to be in the low to mid-60s when it's all said and done. Both these teams out at a 290 rank and adjusted tempo on this season. But Norfolk State, more balanced across the board. They're number 108 EFG offense, number 127 in EFG defense. Terrible rebounding team, and not particularly good in three-point offense. Only hitting 31% from way downtown, but very effective around the 10 scoring the basketball, and a team that generates a fair amount of second chances, even though they're very bad at defensive glass. And two, they draw a lot of whistles, and they pay. At the free throw line, 78.8% is what they're nailing at the charity stripe this season. The downside with Hofstra, the 247 AG offense, pretty good defensive team at number 97 AFG defense, but the weakness defensively is on the perimeter. 326 in the country in three-point D. So you're looking at Moore, you're looking at Ings, you're looking at McMahon. Those are the best three-point shooters that Norfolk State has. If those Spartans rise up, plunge some of those short swords in the back on occasion in this game, I think Norfolk State will cover the 2.5 or the 3. You look at KenPom, 5-point victory is what KenPom is projecting there. Torvik at 2.4, a little bit dicey. Hazelmetrics at 6, and Evan Mia at 5. So three of the four advanced metric sites that I normally use when handicapping some of these games all project Norfolk State to score the cover. They're at home. I think they'll do exactly that. So I'll lay the 2.5 or the 3. All right, I am out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Feed 5 Podcast. Do us a favor. Drop us a rating and a review. Also, feed or follow us on the X, where we're always giving it to you. Nate Lundy on that platform, at Noisy Huevos for me. Lundy's going to be back with me on a hashtag Tequila Thursday. And go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jackals. Sign up for your free account and definitely read all of our tremendous content that we're cranking out on a daily basis. All right, I got to peace out. Hopefully tune in to BetMGM tonight. I'm hosting alongside my partner, Ryan Horvath, across Odyssey Station, so you can stream it as well at thegamingjuice.com. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.